Nightbus Jungle Shuffle. Polish and arrange in Ableton Live 12. Advanced. All right, you've already got the important part. An 8 to 16 bar loop that actually grooves. Break, kick, snare layers, hats, bass, maybe a little musical hook. The problem is, a loop that slaps can still fall apart the moment you try to arrange it, or the moment you push it toward release loudness. So in this lesson, we're going to do three things like a proper late night operator. 1. Lock the shuffle so it feels intentional, not accidental. 2. Polish the drum and bass relationship so it hits hard without turning into mud or fizz. And 3. Arrange it into a full journey that's DJ-friendly, but still has constant motion. Then we'll finish with a mastering mindset inside Ableton Live 12 using stock tools, with a big focus on controlled loud instead of crushed and smaller. Set your tempo in the modern jungle pocket. Anywhere from 165 to 174 works, but 170 is the sweet spot. And do yourself a favor, make the session easy to drive. Group your tracks. Drums in one group, bass in one group, music in one group, FX in one group. Name everything, color-code it. It sounds basic, but advanced work is fast work, and speed comes from clarity. Now, step 1. Lock the jungle shuffle. This Nightbus feel mostly comes from timing choices and ghost note consistency, not from throwing a swing now on the master and praying. Put your main break on a track and pick a clean 1 or 2 bar region that feels right. Once it's right, consolidate it. That's important, because you're about to do microsurgery, and you don't want it shifting underneath you. In clip view, turn warp on. If you're keeping the break mostly natural and you want transients crisp, try beats mode. Preserve transients. Set the envelope low, somewhere around 0 to 15%. Lower envelope means sharper, more bite. If you're doing heavier time stretching, Complex Pro can work, but be careful. Complex Pro is where crisp breaks go to get smeared if you push it too hard. Then the real work. Manually nudge key hits. Your main snare, the 2 and 4 feeling, needs to be solid. That's the spine. Ghost notes are the attitude. Start pushing or pulling ghosts by 5 to 15 milliseconds. Late ghosts feel lazy and heavy. Early ghosts feel urgent and edgy. And if you're thinking, that's tiny, yeah. Welcome to why jungle feels alive. It's small decisions stacked correctly. Next, groove pool. Advanced use. Here's the rule. Apply groove to supporting elements, not to your main snare transient. Extract groove from a reference break if you have one, then apply it to hats and ghost layers. Keep timing around 20 to 40%, velocity 10 to 25, random 5 to 10. And when you're sure, commit it. Otherwise, later you'll tweak the groove amount and wonder why your entire tracks feel changed. Step 2. Drum polish. This is where your break texture stops fighting your one-shots. First, face align your kick layer with the break. Solo the kick and the break. Zoom into the first kick transient, and nudge the kick by tiny amounts, even samples. You're not looking for more click, you're looking for fatter, not hollow. If you nudge it and suddenly the low end disappears or gets papery, you found a cancellation spot. Move away from that, and don't stop at the kick. Microphase matters above the sub too. Check your snare layer against the break snare. Zoom into the transient. Try flipping polarity on one layer with utility. Nudge a few samples. You're not chasing perfect alignment like it's a math problem. You're chasing the point where the snare body, often around 150 to 400 Hz, stops canceling and starts feeling like one confident hit. Now the big polish move. Split the break into bands so you can control it without killing the vibe. Put an audio effect rack on the break. Make a low chain, roughly up to 140 Hz. And here's the classic jungle cleanup. You usually want the break low end out of the way. High pass the break somewhere, around 120 to 160 Hz with a steep slope. Jungle breaks love to hide mud in that zone, and that mud will fight your kick and your sub all day. Make a mid-chain, 140 Hz to about 4K. Add glue compressor with a fast-ish attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1, and aim for just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. This is consistency, not flattening. You're trying to keep the chatter even so the groove feels steady. Make a top chain, 4K and up. Add drum bus, a little drive, maybe 5 to 15%, crunch low to moderate. Usually keep boom off. Boom is cool, but for breaks it can reintroduce low-end mess. Then damp it so it doesn't turn into brittle fizz. If the cymbals get harsh, put a gentle low pass after it. Now, snare. Keep it king. Your layered snare should own the listener's attention on 2 and 4, even in a busy break. On the snare layer, use EQ8. If it's boxy, dip around 200 to 350 by a couple dB. If it needs body, a careful boost around 180 to 220. If it needs crack, a small boost around 2 to 4K. Then add saturator. Soft sign or analog clip are great. Drive 2 to 6 dB. Output compensation on. If the brake snare is fighting the layered snare, don't keep turning the snare up. Make space. Notch the brake slightly around the snare crack band so the one shot reads clearly. This is the difference between loud and present. Step 3. Bass polish. Nightbass rolling bass is stable sub plus moving mid. If those two live on the same channel, you'll end up compromising both. Split them. Make a sub track and a mid track. On the sub track, be strict. EQ 8, low pass at about 80 to 120 Hz. Steep. Cut below 25 to 30 Hz gently to stop rumble you can't even hear, but your limiter definitely can. Add a compressor side-chained from the kick. Fast attack. Half a millisecond to 3 milliseconds. Release 60 to 120. Ratio around 3 to 1. Aim for 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction on kick hits. Then utility, width to 0%, mono sub, always, and set the level so it isn't the loudest element in the track. In this genre, the sub feels huge because it's clean and consistent, not because it's overpowered. On the mid bass, add movement and grit, but controlled. Saturator, drive 3 to 8 dB. Soft clip on, auto filter with subtle modulation for motion, a light compressor for 1 to 2 dB of control, then utility for width, maybe 110 to 140%, but watch it. If whitening makes your mid bass disappear in mono, it's not width, it's a problem. Optional, but powerful, sidechain the brake slightly from the bass, not the other way around. Put a compressor on the brake group sidechained from the bass group. Very gentle, ratio around 1.5 to 2, slower attack 10 to 30 milliseconds, release 80 to 150, half a dB to 1.5 dB of reduction. You're not pumping the brake, you're just making space so the bass rhythm can speak. Now step 4, arrangement. This is where your loop becomes a track. Use an energy map. At 170 BPM, a classic structure is 16 to 32 bars intro, 8 to 16 bars buildup, 32 bar drop 1, 16 bar mid or breakdown, then drop 2 for 32 to 64, and a 16 to 32 bar outro that's DJ friendly. Here's how you build it in practice. In the intro, tease, put an auto filter on the drum group and start low past, like 1 to 2 kHz, then open it over 16 bars. You can hint the break without giving away full energy. Let atmospheres and a little noise bed set the scene. For the buildup, create tension by removing weight. A pro move is to pull the sub out 1 or 2 bars before the drop, not quieter. Gone, then bring it back clean on the drop. At the drop, you need impact. One classic trick, a short silence, like an eighth or a quarter bar, right before the drop. It's simple, but it works because it gives the listener's brain a breath. Then you hit them, layer an impact and a sub drop, and keep that sub drop mono. Now micro variation. This is where most good DNB turns into repeat Y. You want something changing every 4 or 8 bars. Swap a couple break slices. Add a ride only on bar 8 or 16. Add a tiny reverse snare leading into a key hit. Think of it like blink and you miss it movement that keeps the ear engaged without ruining the DJ phrase. And do fills. End of every 16 bars. Do a 1-bar fill. Snare flam plus a tom. Stutter edit. Pitched break fragment. In Ableton, one of the cleanest ways is beat repeat on a return track, so you can automate the send for just that fill moment. Set interval to 1 bar. Grid to 1/8 or 1/16. Chance low unless you're automating it on. Filter on for a bandpass telephone stutter. That keeps it exciting without permanently shredding your drums. Now, arrangement upgrade idea. Create energy automation lanes and commit to them across the whole track. 4 lanes. 1. Drum group filter movement. 2. Break texture level, like your parallel crush send. 3. Bass movement, filter cutoff or wavitable position. 4. Atmos or noise bed level. Even if you barely add new parts, these lanes make the track feel arranged. And keep phrase safe edits. Major changes on 16 bar boundaries. Micro edits on bar 4 or 8. That's how you stay DJ friendly while still sounding like a record. Step 5. Pre-master prep. Before you master, make a pre-master that breathes. Keep master peaks around minus 6 dB FS. Do not write the track with a limiter smashing it, because you'll make mixed decisions that only work under distortion. A gentle premaster chain is enough. EQ 8 with a very gentle high pass around 25 to 30 Hz. A tiny dip in the 200 to 350 zone if it's muddy. Then glue compressor. Attack around 10 milliseconds. Release auto, ratio 2 to 1, and only 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Optional saturator, 1 to 3 dB. Soft clip on. Then a temporary limiter only for comfort. ceiling minus 1 dB, and it should only catch occasional peaks, like 1 to 2 dB. Coach note here, use group level clip gain or track gain to set levels before your processing, instead of turning down the last device. That keeps your compressors and saturators working in their intended ranges, and it makes your A and B comparisons meaningful. Now step 6. Mastering in Live 12. Talk chain. Controlled loud. Dart with utility to set gain into the chain. Don't slam the processors. Then EQ 8 cleanup. Gentle high pass 25 to 30 Hz. If the track is dull, a tiny high shelf, half a dB to 1 dB around 10k. Tiny. Jungle already has plenty of top, the danger is harshness, not darkness. Then glue compressor again for glue, not punch theft. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds, release auto ratio 2 to 1, 1 to 2 dB reduction. Multiband dynamics only if needed, lightly. Use it to tame low mid buildup and control harsh highs. Avoid heavy upward compression on breaks, because that can smear the shuffle and make your groove feel like it's trapped behind glass. Then saturator for harmonics and perceived loudness, 1 to 4 dB, soft clip-on. Then limiter, ceiling minus 1 dB. Push until it's loud enough, but the snare still snaps and the shuffle still breathes. If the shuffle collapses, don't keep pushing. Back off and fix the mix.